Chapter 10. Welcome to today's episode of our podcast, where we explore the timeless wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, a sacred text of Hinduism. In this episode, we delve into Chapter 10, which is known as Vibhuti Yoga, or the Yoga of Divine Manifestations. Let's begin by setting the scene. The Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue between Arjuna, a warrior prince, and Lord Krishna, who is considered an incarnation of the divine. In Chapter 10, Lord Krishna reveals his divine glory to Arjuna, describing the many ways in which he manifests in the world. Now, before we get into the specifics of this chapter, let's take a moment to appreciate the poetic beauty of Lord Krishna's words. He speaks in a language that is both elegant and profound, using metaphors and analogies that are both accessible and rich in meaning. It's like listening to a master storyteller weave a tale of wonder and mystery. So let's begin by exploring the central theme of Chapter 10, which is the idea that everything in the universe is a manifestation of the divine. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that he is the source of all beings and that everything in the world, both animate and inanimate, is a manifestation of his divine power. He describes his presence in the elements of nature, in the senses of living beings, and in the hearts of all. As we listen to Lord Krishna's words, we can't help but feel a sense of awe and wonder. It is as if we've been invited to look at the world in a new way, to see the divine in everything around us. It's a reminder that there is more to life than what meets the eye, that there is a deeper reality beyond the surface level of things. But Lord Krishna doesn't stop there. He goes on to describe the many ways in which he manifests in the world, using a series of metaphors that are both evocative and inspiring. He compares himself to the radiant sun, the moon that nourishes the plants, and the wind that carries the fragrance of flowers. He describes his presence in the Himalayas, in the oceans, and in the sacred rivers of India. As we listen to Lord Krishna's descriptions, we can't help but feel a sense of wonder and reverence. It is as though we are being invited to see a world in a new light, to appreciate the beauty and majesty of nature as a manifestation of the divine. But Lord Krishna doesn't stop there. He goes on to describe his presence in the heart of all living beings, in their intelligence, their strength, and their courage. He talks about his relationship with those who are devoted to him, describing how he guides them on the path of righteousness and protects them from harm. As we listen to Lord Krishna's words, we can't help but feel a sense of gratitude and humility. It is as if we are being reminded that we are not alone in this world, that there is a divine presence that watches over us and guides us on our journey. And yet, for all of Lord Krishna's description of his divine manifestations, there is a sense of mystery that remains. It is as if we're being invited to explore the depths of our own consciousness, to discover the divine within ourselves. As we wrap up this episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the wisdom of Chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna's words remind us there is more to life than what meets the eye, that there is deeper reality beyond the surface level of things. They invite us to see the world in a new light, to appreciate the beauty and majesty of nature as a manifestation of the divine, and to recognize the divine presence within ourselves and others. Perhaps most importantly, Lord Krishna's words remind us of the importance of devotion and surrender. He describes how those who are devoted to him are protected and guided on the path of righteousness, and those who surrender their actions to Him can attain true liberation. In a world that often values individualization and self-reliance, Lord Krishna's teachings can be a powerful reminder of the importance of humility and surrender. They remind us that we are not alone, that there is a greater power that watches over us and guides us on our journey. So as we finish, let us take with us the wisdom of chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita. Let's remember to see the divine in everything around us, to appreciate the beauty and majesty of nature, and to recognize the divine presence within ourselves and others. And let's cultivate a spirit of devotion and surrender, trusting in the guidance and protection of the divine as we navigate the ups and downs of life. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. We'll be back soon with more insights from the Bhagavad Gita. Until then, namaste.